Well, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 5th of February 2026. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a great week. Nearly the weekend. I was going to say my weekend starts now, but actually I'm going into work tomorrow. Lots of things going on. And at the moment, I'm just trying to make the most of being at work while I can. I'd much rather be, of course, being in the allotment, down on the garden, doing things like that. But it looks like it is going to be raining an awful lot over the next few days. It's been raining a lot this week. I've been thinking a lot about what I can do this weekend, as I'm sure many of you are in the same boat. Because it is raining so much, I think anything that I do is going to have to be indoors under cover. Now, that's not too much of a problem for me. I've got plenty of things that I can get on and do. In particular, the opportunity to pot on and give a lot of my young seedlings a bit more room. Pot them on, get them into a bigger space, which does take up more room. But what I've done tonight is in my potting shed, I have a Govee Bluetooth thermometer, hydrometer, that type of thing. And when I bring it up, it tells me, and I've just brought it up to see, over the last week, the average temperature in my shed has been 8.5 degrees C, minimum of 5 degrees C, maximum of 19.6. So that's telling me it's actually starting to stay above freezing in my shed, which means we might be able to start getting some of my young seedlings out into the shed, just to give us a bit more room, open up a bit more space, and hopefully therefore get things moving along. So because it is going to be wet this weekend outside, I'm going to be limited on what I can do. Hopefully Sunday the weather looks to be the best of all the day, so I might head down to the allotment and just continue tidying things up, getting through all the bits and pieces I've been doing over the last few weeks, and just get everything completed. It's annoying because I want to do some proper work on the allotment, but it is difficult when it is wet, I'm afraid. I'm sure you're in the same boat. Want to cut the grass or do some digging or something like that. In fact, thinking about it, I could tidy up my shed and my greenhouse. That might be something that we do when I head down to the allotment in Saturday morning or something. But like I say, here at home, I do want to pot on a lot of my young plants. Some of the seeds that we've sown with you guys as part of the Supporters Club are going to need some more room. We've got chili seeds, pepper seeds. I've got into 5.4 centimetre pot plants, and they're doing quite well. This is to take them from the plug plants up to those. They're doing quite well in that size plants, pots. But I'm hoping we're going to keep them in there for a little bit longer. But those that are still in plug plants, we're going to get those into bigger and bigger pots as we move them on and get them through the system. Of course, I'm still under grow lights. I've actually had a company reach out to me who are sending me some grow lights in order to get a bit of publicity about them. So I'm looking forward to seeing those and trialing those out to see how we get on with those. It's all exciting. It's all very, very exciting, I've got to say, but I do feel now we are in seed sowing time proper. Anyway, so my plans for this weekend do very much revolve around this wet weather, and I'm afraid there's not much we can do about that, but certainly doing things indoors, anything we can do indoors, sowing more seeds. There's always seeds we can sow, celery, celeriac, anything that is on the list. I don't know what you might be sowing yourselves, but there is a huge list of seeds that we can sow throughout February. I've got aubergine, dill, cauliflower, beetroot, Brussels sprouts, leeks, spring onions, winter lettuce, parsley, chard, spinach, mustard, mazuna, rocket radish, coriander, pea, broad bean, carrot, radicchio, oregano and thyme. All of those sort of seeds we could be sowing this weekend, yeah, while it is still a bit on the damp side. So that's certainly something we're going to be looking at doing. I've got some seedlings in the shed as well that are going to need pricking out. So lots that can still keep us busy. Now, as for what you might want to do this weekend, I think, again, it is going to be very much about what you can do around the weather. If you can get outside, I would recommend just finishing off all those winter jobs. But if you are stuck indoors, then seed sowing, potting on, and maybe even some tool to tidying up and attending to your tools. Now, one thing I do want to say, well, a couple of things I want to say, because I've got no seeds to sow this or tonight. The first seed we sow is on Sunday, which is going to be the aubergine Black Beauty, which I'm looking forward to sowing those. We do like to sow our seeds. But I do want to say, I put Monday's podcast out on Monday like usual, but we had problems with it going out to Podcatcher services. I didn't know what it was. I was up most of the night till about 3 o'clock in the morning trying to figure it out before I had to go to bed. Got up for work at 6 in the morning, 3 hours sleep. Spent a bit of time at work trying to figure it out. And then I got home and realised it was just one little thing where I used to try and keep all podcasts out on the Podcatcher services, but that was overloading the website. So I've had to reduce that down to the last 100. A little bit annoying, but has to be done. But luckily, all the podcasts are available on the veggiegrowerpodcast.co.uk. And I've got to find a way of streamlining that. But just want to share that with you as well about what's going on. Right, I'm going to tie this one up. There's not much to talk about because the weather, and it's so annoying, the weather is wet. There's still things we can do, but we've got to make the most of it while we can. Right, guys, I'm going to head to bed now. You take care, and I'll speak to you again on Sunday when we're going to sow our aubergines.